It's the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Yud Ches, on page 272. Kof Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Siv Tef. Says the Mechaber, Kli Rishon. What's that? Pirish. A first vessel is a klishim mishlamish bala eish. It's the vessel that you utilize on the fire itself. So filach shavidu mala eish. Even if after you remove the pot, let's say from the fire, mavashal, it's still going to cook this primary vessel. Cause much yet let's boy, as long as the hand recoils from it, it's so hot. L'figach there, v'asal litin l'teich tavlin. And I'll put spices inside. Aba melech, but salt. Mutalit in the Torah, you let it put inside it. But keep it shabir malayish since you took it off in the fire. Because it's tricha milcha bishula kibisa the Torah. Salt needs to be cooked like meat of an ox. That's how much it needs cooking. So that's not enough if it's off the fire. Yesh mishal iser, now those who say it's forbidden actually, losses the Torah, please, they have to put into this vessel, basa maluch, salted meat. A fellow shall share, even if it's from an ox. I go says Rav Avner. It appears to me the malay maluach that without salt nami as it's also forbidden. The nakam maluach. The reason why I pick salt is the malavach as because anyway it's forbidden from dam shabbat because of the meat, the blood that would be inside of it if it wasn't salted. V'yesh oisim losses mouth. Now those who prohibit to put in salt, a fellow b'klisheni even in a secondary vessel. So very different than the first opinion. The first opinion says even you could put in a cleavage that's just not on the fire. Some say no, you can't even put in a cliche because much yet sleds by as long as the hand would recoil, meaning it's that hot. And says Ramah, and the Rebbe stringent and blessings should come on them that tastes in the Mordechai Perek here. Says Ramah further, if someone violated and they did put salt even in the primary vessel, even on the fire, Shabbat Yisura, that he did a prohibition. Muta Meichel, the food is permitted. The Melch Batla, Gabi Meichel, because the salt is secondary, is nullified on the food. This is an Imdish Boilele. Says Mishabur Tzibkat and Samach Gimel. So he said a primary vessel, even after you move from the fire, it cooks, Kolzman, Bechul, as long as it's Yatzalet. Behind that is a Velkvar Pasigur Sechasim, and even if it, the bubbling stopped, but as long as Tzibkat and Samach Dal, it's still Shayatzalet, but it's that hot that the hand would recoil. It still cooks. But if it's already went under that temperature, then even the primary vessel is not going to cook. Now, if you didn't remove it from the fire, then you're now putting spices and even salt in the old situation. Even if he has in mind quickly to remove the pot from there, it doesn't make a difference. He might forget until it's going to cook because it's still on the fire. We'll see later on. So he said, therefore, since it's still going to cook, it's forbidden to put inside of it lotoicha tavlin, spices, into this kli rishon, alpa kli sheni, but in the secondary vessel, your bowl of soup, both lotoicha tavlin, you're allowed to put in spices, afili yatzaledz, but even if it's yatzaledz, but damis basho sham, it's not going to cook over there. The munach b'kli sheni, now, if you have in the secondary vessel, vagush, or yatzaledz, but you have a piece of meat, you have a piece of a hot kugel, that's yatzaledz, but yesh lizorbez, and then you have to be careful not to put spices, because yesh poism shasayim, there are halach gathardis at home. It's vagush, when it's a solid, because much yatz leds boy, as long as yatz leds boy, dinikli rishon, has the halach to like a primary vessel. Sivkat and samach vav. But he said, salt, you let it put inside of the kli rishon that's off the fire. Why? Because kivan shevilai, because since you removed it from the fire, the ala esh, because like Mishmur says, on the fire, a filibus with the Torah, then even the meat of an ox, mispashal, obviously, it's going to cook. Which the Sharatzian Ois Tzadik Aleph brings that the Primogodim writes that even if it's not malarasich, even though not bubbling, it's going to cook. But Sivkat and Samach Zayin, because salt needs to be cooked, kibisra de Torah, which has to be on the fire itself. Even though it dissolves, even in the secondary vessel, but Mechuye in the Bishulai, its dissolving is not its cooking. But say not Drake, and you see that even by cold, so the fact that it dissolves in the cliche, and it doesn't say anything because it needs to be cooked in a kli rishon.
So I've gotten some ches. The Mechaber said that those who say it's forbidden to put into this vessel basa maluach, salted meat. What it means to say is basa shnimlach. We're talking about meat that was salted behudach kadin and it was washed off according to the halacha, which as the Sharatin Eitz Tzadik Gimel says that's according to what the Hadar Amar explains shortly, and the way the Magen Avraham explains his words. Now he says that even though that those who are mafakfik in the words of Ramah, they hold that Pin Mechaber is davka when it was salted another time, and the salt is on it, after they were salted originally and washed over accordingly. And then the salt softens the meat and it gets cooked. So it says, the halacha does not nafka mean because you said the achrein already machriya, anyways, the halacha is like Ramah. So it wouldn't necessarily be so relevant for in Mechaber's opinion. But Sivkatan Samachtas, even if it's shalshur, even though it's from an ox, mini the nehida baster einoy mizbashel. So mini, although the meat's not getting cooked, halachlucha shabay mizbashel says the Torah, but the moisture of it is going to get cooked, and therefore the others who say it's forbidden to put into this vessel the salted meat. Sivkot ein. The Ramah said that it appears to me the b'loy meluach b'chulu, that even if it's not salted, it's also forbidden. I mean, we said the salt makes it soft. Now, even without that, it's forbidden. I know that is. You shouldn't make an error to say that tamsha is the reason why it's forbidden. Because the salt softens the meat, and therefore subsequently gets cooked in a klirishin. No, even if it wasn't salted at all, also the sitana would be forbidden to place it in because the moisture of knalik, like we said. So why does the mechaba say meluach? That's what the Ramah says. Because the Elohim Meluch wasn't salted, also listened, it would be forbidden to place it for a different reason. The Isser Dom Bechlir Sech would be a prohibition of blood in the hot vessel, but Isser Shabbos, even without the Isser of Shabbos. Sivkon Ayin Aleph. Then Ramah brought Vyesh Isser Mechulu. Some say it's forbidden to place salt, even the Klisheni. So the reason for this Machalik is like this, pretty extreme. The Gemara actually has two versions of this. According to the second version of a Melech Lekula, salt is lenient. That is, the kashla is basal. It's hard to cook. It can be the Torah like the meat of an ox. Even the primary vessel, if it's at least if it was taken off in the fire. Whereas Lishna Kam, according to the first version, salt is more stringent. That is, that even cooks in the secondary vessel. Now, Paskim Reva Paskim Lishna Basra. Most Paskim rule like the second version, as a leniency. It's all because of those who are stringent, so therefore he writes, whoever is stringent, blessing will come on it. Now, when we say this, regarding salt that you dig out from the ground, but regarding salt that's made from the water, that they cook it, it does not have halacha of cooking according to everyone, because the imbishlacha bishl is already cooked. That's how they extract the water, the salt from the water, so there's no cooking after cooking. Come on, like we see later on, Sibta Zion says the Magen Ram and other Achrein. Chim betzuka is sotu with sugar. But the Mahaitam is permitted for that reason. Lit and Makhlevishim to put it into a primary vessel, Achshe Bedum and Eish, after it was taken off from the fire. Which is Sharatin Oitz Tadahi says that's a daily rabbi writes regarding salt, that and its Issus Min Rabbana, because it looks like Mabashal, so same thing is regarding sugar. Now, B'yesh Shemefakvikin Bezeh, that those who are pick at this, which the Shari Tzin Eitzadik Vav says to look at the Shari Tshuva and the Chiddush Rebbe Kivi Ege and look at the Big De Yesha that he writes that the Mardechai is not going on our salt, and he says therefore was not stringent in the Kli Sheni, which the Dirish 85 brings. What's the Shari Tshuva that he's betzayin to the words of the Tshuva's Zera Emes that writes that one should be stringent not to put sugar in a Kli Rishon because maybe the sugar wasn't cooked, it was just baked. Moreover, that since it's not the norm to eat sugar as it is, just when it's dissolved in the water, so it's considered as if it was not nigma bishule. Now, Shubhasik is much of wonders on this word. He says, what's the problem? If you don't eat it on its own, it's still, it's fit to eat, it's edible. Moreover, that actually it is normal for kids and even adults to eat sugar on its own. And even those who refrain from that, they're not doing that only because it's just too sweet, not because there's any lacking in the sugar. And he writes, it's possible. The reason for the stringency is because there's room to be in doubt that maybe the sugar is not cooked, or because not everyone knows that it's cooked. And he adds up for this reason, one could be lenient to make a halacha to pour hot water from a kli rishon on top of a cup, instant coffee, because everybody knows that it's cooked, and especially that the belt already is not to permit this, with even kli rishon on top of sugar, like the first opinion that Mishnah brings in the name of the Panim Iris. Nachsa Shekel writes, it's possible that the reason for this stringency is because the sugar dissolves and it becomes a liquid. And then you would have an isra, bishlach, a bishl, by a liquid that was cooled. Now, even though regarding shuman fats, the Mishnah writes later in Sifkat and Kuf, that if it's dry at the time when you put it opposite the fire, it's considered as a double yabish, and Mishnah else explains that since sugar is dissolved totally in the liquid, in the beverage, it becomes like water. So it's considered like a double lach, like a liquid, which is not the case by shuman, which it does not totally dissolve. For this reason, Chubas Mechazitzel writes that not to pour on instant coffee from a cleavation, because since it dissolves in the water, it turns into a liquid. Like what we write in Mishnah later on Sivkot and Kuf regarding preparing instant coffee in a klisheni, like what we wrote in Mishnah Berurah in previously in Sivkot Lamates. Now, to put cooked salt on a hot solid Shlomo Zalman holds that's permitted l'ketchila, even for those who hold that a double gush is considered like a kli rishon, because most of it does not dissolve, and even the little bit that does is not recognizable so much. Now, so but the Mishnah ends off, but totally zama kli rishon l'ketchila. So if it's good initially, be careful not to put into kli rishon this like we're saying the sugar. Because of the yesh mefak for kin b'zeh. Sivkot ayin beis. The Ramah said further, if someone violated and they put the salt, even the kli rishon, afilahu v'chul, even if it's on the fire that he did it iser, because al gabi esh on the fire itself, afilah b'sak ha-shulchan archa, so even according to the ruling of the shulchan archa, it's going to be forbidden kana, like we said before. Sivkot ayin gimel, still the food is permitted because that melch bottle, the salt is nullified on top of the food item. Now, avagav the midav of the time, although generally something that it's meant to give taste, like bottle, we don't say it has a halacha bitlam nullification. Shani halchayir, it's different because that zeb is a goyim. It's not the only thing that causes the taste. It's two things causing. Halachamayir, because there were too much nimlich kamakim mikvar be'er Shabbos, really salted from before Shabbos, and so therefore that was permitted salt. But got married. It's also talking about that melchon asan achshav, the salt that he's putting in right now. Lo hayibok daily in tamak there didn't have enough on its own to give a taste into the pot. Zulas a melchon letmul, but didn't have also the salting from the erev Shabbos. Avlam hayib a melchon achshav b'adu. You're right, but if there was enough from the salt right now, daily in time to give a taste, asa meichel, the food would be forbidden at matzah Shabbos until matzah Shabbos, which the Sharatin Leitz Sadeches says. Look at the Taz at the end of his statement. The Shitasai. Shanafkamina also for our context, and he says it would seem that even deliberately one should not be stringent more. Like previously in the beginning, it's in the opinion of Vilna Goyen and what we wrote within in the B'halacha. So it would be forbidden until Matzah Shabbos, it says Mishburim Nasan Ba'akli, if you put into the vessel, Kishomer al Eish, when it was on the fire. Because as the Sharatin that Sadik says, it says, because after you remove it from the fire, that we hold Medina, it's permitted in the Kli region. But it says Mishburim, when we say the B'melech Shanas Mechafira, the salt that's made from, that they dig out from the ground. But the salt that's made from the water that's cooked, unless amachal, then we don't say the food is forbidden, but like we mentioned before, which the Sharatin says, that's something from Magen Ram, and even though like it's for sure, it's forbidden on the fire, but we're not going to say that it's going to make the food forbidden. Sifyut, oscillating tefal and bukara, forbidden to put spices in the plate, and to pour on them from the primary vessel. Says Mishpura Sivkot Ayin Dal Mekli Rishon, because after Tavlin Ayin Mizbash Mekli Rishon Mekanal, even though we said spice don't cook in a secondary vessel, Kamakamai B'ha'iru Mekli Rishon, pouring from the primary vessel, Kamalon, we hold that Mizbash Mekli Klipa, it cooks the amount of appeals worth. And actually, B'ha'fil B'di Ebedas, even after the fact, it's going to be forbidden. Eich Lehed Yalein, if you pour directly on them, Shalein Nivsek HaKaluch, where the flow did not have an interruption, that yes, it would be forbidden because of the Maisa Shabbos, of the Issa Noah, of what was cooked. V'alacha, dira maschel, v'mavar, v'nasan melech. He said in the Ramah that if he violated, he put salt, even the kli rishon, even on the fire, that he did iser, okay, the food's going to be permitted because the salt's going to be bottled. Now, regarding spices, when you put into a kli rishon, even if you put also a little bit from before Shabbos, says the V'alacha, you have to look into this regarding after the fact, regarding the food, where it's considered what's called davar sheyesh matir, and it has permitters. After Shabbos will be permitted, so maybe it should be asur today on Shabbos. Because by salt, Rabbi Nesimcha permits because it gets dissolved right away and it doesn't cook. Because really, salt needs bishula, has to be cooked like ox meat, and therefore becomes bottled before it becomes forbidden, which is not the case by spices. And it's possible that also over here, it maybe becomes bottled before it gets cooked. So therefore, he says with tzarchin. And edition number 88 says, so to regarding someone that places water into a kettle or a pot that's on the fire. So Tribus Magash Lemon writes that you can be leaning for this reason, that since the cold water that you put in gets mixed with the water that's on the fire before it gets heated in the Shev Yatzeled place, so it's ready bottle. Yeah, so that's logical that you don't need to have that the water in the kettle should be 60 opposite the water that was added to Bimavatla, because since when the water gets it got cooked, the water that was put in and became forbidden, they really were mixed together, and therefore it's enough with this that the water that's found over there is more than the water that you put in, and the bottle in the water that you put in a simple majority. In such a situation, it's going to be permitted even for the one who cooked it himself to drink on Shabbos all the water that's in the kettle. And the maskal oscillate in tval mechulu, that the mechaber said you not put spices in a plate and to pour on it from a kli rishon. Now, regarding other things besides for oil and water, so we already brought in Sif Hei that one has to be careful initially, even in the Kli Sheni. But regarding the Eved, not to be stringent in the Kli Sheni. Now, pouring from a Kli Rishon, that would seem that has the halacha like spices. Now, this is all by something that was not roasted or baked, but something that was roasted or baked, then we wouldn't say it's forbidden by the Eved, even if you put it in a Kli Rishon, because then you could rely on the Paiskim that disagree on the Re'im. Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz, and they hold that there's no bishul achar afiyut tzliya, as we said in Sefer in the Ramah. And it's a wonder in the Chayyadin that writes that if you pour from Kli Rishon on roasted meat or on bread, said you have to peel it off. Look over there, really, by the Eved, we don't hold like that. Some of the Dirshu, edition number 78, Mishbarad said that a Kli Rishon, even after you remove it from the fire, it cooks as long as it's Yad Tzeledes Bo. And the Mishnah said, even if the bubbling has already been removed. Now, even a pot that was not heated on the, literally on the fire, rather near it, the Igli Tal writes that it's considered as a Kli Rishon, and it says written in the Chuvash of Alevi, and Chuvash Mekosh Lema LaHalacha. Edition number 79, said in the Mishnah, even if you tend to remove the pot from the, but you might forget till you cook it, if it's forbidden, and even to place a food item on the fire, which you're going to end up going out through a Shabbos clock, and also, before that's going to get heated to a Shir Yat Tzeledes, but if some Zaman holds, it's logical that it's forbidden, only if it's recognizable that it's not going to come to a Bishul. Dish number 80 said you're allowed to put spices in the Kli Sheni, even if it's Yat Tzeledes by. However, regarding tea leaves, and Sifkot Lam Tes, the Mishmur writes that it's possible it's also natural to put in the Kli Sheni because they're Kali Bishul, they're things that are easily cooked. However, regarding spices, is brought previously in what he said that they're not included in Kali Bishul. He writes in Trubas Erlitzian that the hetzer to put spice in the Kli Sheni is only when the spices are hard. Then they're not easily cooked, but not when they're soft. Now, regarding the thin spices that we have common in our days, so look what we wrote in the Bialacha and Sibdal Dur Maskal Kulyas, regarding lemons and onions, so that we discussed in Sivkot Memhei. Now, the reason for this, there's no prohibition to put spice in the Kli Sheni because it looks like cooking. So in Sivkot Lamadal, Mishra writes, it's because that spices are not meant to cook, just to sweeten the pot. Dish number 81, rice, the Shach in Yerodeh, some cafe writes, it's considered like a gedova gush, like a salad. According to Nisker Elitz, it's only when you have a lot that's attached, like granules, one with the other. But when you have many pieces of rice, just individual pieces, they're not considered as a salad because they can't contain so much the heat. Regarding individual beans, this girl is not sure if that's considered as a salad. And he adds on that even legumes and noodles are considered like a davar gush, like a salad. So therefore, we have the chumra of like it could be like a Kli Rishon even in the Kli Sheni. Dish number 82. Regarding the idea of the cooking that happens by salt, Seif Makar Chaim writes that it's not understood because if it dissolves and it gets mixed together, so what's the need of you have with its cooking? For that reason, he writes it's possible that they had a different salt than ours. Chavisik Ismaisha writes that it's not that the cooking of salt is recognizable in the taste of the dish, because even when it's cold, the salt gets mixed together and gives flavor. Rather, when you have the cooking of the salt, there's a specific benefit that happens to it. However, in the Chiddush Meiri and Masechet Shabbos, you see that the idea of the cooking of the salt is a change that happens in the flavor of the salt itself. Dish number 83, to put salt that's not cooked in the Kli Shlishi, so you have raw salt, Chuvashik and Mesher Rice, that's permitted. Dish 84, sugar that wasn't cooked, Chuvashik is not sure if it's considered like Kali Abishul, and you shouldn't put it in the Kli Sheni, or only by salt we have to be stringent, because of its sharpness, it gets cooked even in the Kli Sheni, which is not the case by sugar. Dish number 86, when the heat of the water in a Kli Sheni is the Shirbiyat Nichdes by that one could get burnt, it's very hot. This girl holds there is room to be stringent not to put sugar inside of it. Pouring from a Kli Rishon in this girl holds has a halacha like a bishul of a Kli Rishon regarding this, and that's the Burton Shubas Igis Mesha. Regarding pouring from a Kli Rishon on a hot beverage with sugar that's in a Kli Sheni, from Zaman holds, it's appropriate to be careful not to do this because the sugar that's dissolved in the Kli Sheni is a lach tzainin, is a cold liquid, and now you're pouring it from a Kli Rishon. Dishon number 87, we said that here it's different because the salt is zeb zegoyim. It's you had salted it from before Shabbos. Now, even though that someone puts on salt on Shabbos or forbidden salt in a food item that was naturally salty, for sure the food becomes forbidden. L'chayr, there's no difference between this and between someone that adds on salt to a food item that was already salted a little bit. Shema Zaman writes that when you never put on salt, so you put on salt, it's considered like the individual cause for the taste of the food item, which is not the case when both of them put on salt, which is considered zeb zegoyim. However, regarding someone that has one candle lit, and because the light is weak, and he cannot read, he violates and tells a non-Jew to light an additional candle. Mishnah writes in Reisha Involved that it's forbidden to read to their light. Shem Zaman explains that it's only regarding salt, that after you put in the food item, it gets dissolved and it's not recognizable, then it was permitted to have benefit when it's Zeb Zagurim, which is not the case regarding Neiris, where the additional candle is recognizable to the eyes, and therefore it's forbidden to have benefit from it. Edition number 88. Yeah. Issue 89, that Mishnah Berurah says that it cooks kedei klipa, and therefore even with the ebed it's going to be forbidden from the spices. However, in Sivkot and Bezi points out that an action that you have machlekes apaiskim, if it's asr on Shabbos, if it was done, there's no prohibition of having benefit from it by the ebed. Now, Iri is a machlekes rishon, if it's a loch like bishul or not, as Bern Mesesiv, so it's just interesting that he doesn't say that it should be mutter by the ebed.